following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Let's admit it. Football is the best game ever. How do we know? We're Dave and Buster's. We know games. So when we decided to make a place to watch football, we had to make the best sports bar ever. Naturally. So check out Dave and Buster's new sports bar. The biggest HD screens up to 180 inches. Game day specials on wings and beer. Plus, it's the only place where you can watch the games and play all the awesome Dave and Buster's games, too. The new sports bar at Dave and Buster's. Visit bestsportsbarever.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday show. Coming up on the program, Luke Hoover, as always, from RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions. So be sure to get those into us. You can Facebook us, you can email us, you can tweet us, whatever is best for you. And, of course, let's give you all the particulars here in a moment. We will also be joined by the head football coach at the University of Illinois, Tim Beckman, is going to join us a little bit later on in this half hour to discuss the Fighting Illini. They're a good start. It's amazing. They're 3-1 and fired up. Nebraska's 3-1 and the world's coming to an end. Yes, I know that's where the programs are at right now, but we'll talk with Coach Beckman about that, his quarterback, Nate Shieldhouse, why their offense is so much better here this year than what it was last year, and can they break this 14-game Big Ten losing streak? Yes, 14 consecutive conference losses. They were 0-8. Obviously last year in the conference, and 2-10 overall. So we'll talk with the coach about that. If you would like to get a hold of us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and our Twitter handle, if you will, at ESPN1460-1550. That's at ESPN 1460 and 1550. I want to throw this question out today. I don't know how much we would get into it tomorrow. Jimmy Lang will be in as the co-host. We'll go do our pigskin pick him and a whole lot more. Have Husker recruiting talk. Sounds like it's going to be pretty quiet on that front this week with the 11 a.m. game in Illinois, according to Sean Callahan. I want to thank the folks that came out to the Husker lunch, by the way, yesterday. Sean has his books, a lot of books moving through yesterday. 100 Things You Need to Know and Do Before You Die, Husker fans. That's what's out there in the new book. You can catch it online as well, but Sean will have more copies. It's available at Hastings bookstores as well, so check that out. Makes a great gift, and Sean will have it next time he is here for a Husker lunch, but doesn't look like a whole lot of folks are coming in. But what I'm not even sure how to phrase this, because I know it's an easy answer for some people, but what will make you happy? What will satisfy you? What will be okay the rest of the way for the Huskers? What do they need to do to satisfy you as a Husker fan? Do they need to be competitive? Do they need to go 7-1 down the stretch? Do they need to make the Big Ten championship game? I can't believe anyone would say they have to win the Big Ten championship game. But maybe there is somebody out there. What would it take to satisfy you? Let us know. Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, as we told you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let me know during this hour what it's going to take to satisfy you when we get to December. Nebraska's in the championship game. What if Nebraska goes 7-1, loses to Michigan, Michigan wins the tiebreaker, and Nebraska doesn't go to the championship game? Is that okay? Can you survive that? Does anything less than that? Will anything else? Can 6-2, competitive in every game? What if they're 6-2 and beat Michigan on the road? What if they lose to Northwestern and Penn State? What if there's an upset in there? What if Illinois rolls in this week and wins? It'll be panic all over the place. But even if Illinois would win and Nebraska went 7-1 in the conference, which would seem hard to do if Illinois won the game, I get it. Well, what would satisfy you as a Husker fan? 888-455-3776. And keep in mind, who knows when Taylor Martinez is going to return to this football team. Doesn't sound like he's going to be able to play this week. We'll stay on and find out what is going on there. But he didn't practice yesterday, so you got one full practice today. Expect Tommy Armstrong to take the snaps on Saturday morning. We discussed it a little bit yesterday. Now that Martinez is apparently still dinged up, do you even mess with him? You've got Illinois, then you go to Purdue, and then another bye week. Do you even mess with Taylor Martinez until the week before the Minnesota game? I mean, if he doesn't go here, there's no reason to have him for Purdue, is there? I mean, if he's 100% ready to go, yeah, you play him. But to any kind of rushing him back or taking a chance, I don't see it. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Scott from Oxford is standing by. Scott, what's going on?
Scott? Well, I was just listening. Thank you guys for putting me on here, and, you know, you guys are great. I think we're going to drop a few games, you know, the Northwestern, probably Penn State, and I'm probably okay with it. I think we're still going to end up with a, you know, four-loss season, and I think it's kind of interesting to see the new quarterbacks play, and, you know, I kind of wonder what happens if they do play the next two games, and it seems like they're doing better than Taylor, what we'll do later in the season.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting, Scott. That and to do better than Taylor, I think Nebraska fans would say all they got to do is win the games comfortably. I don't even think they'd look at the stat lines necessarily, as long as they win the games comfortably. Scott, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Scott from Oxford giving us a buzz here today. Yeah, 9-4 again, which would be right where Nebraska's been, is a definite possibility this season. They're sitting at 3-1. You go 6-2 in the conference, that gets you 9-4, and it probably gets you a lesser opponent in the conference. Or excuse me, they get you 9-3 if they went 6-2 in the conference, and you'd probably get a lesser opponent in a bowl game, and you'd be sitting at 10-3 most likely. Bo's done pretty good against teams that he's supposed to beat. It's the ones that they're underdogs against that Nebraska competes with most of the time. Not all the time, most of the time, but doesn't always seem to find a way to win. So we'll see how things break down. 888-455-ESPN. What's going to take to satisfy you the rest of the way here during this Husker season? Love to hear from you. Of course, you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox as well, and Facebook is tweet us. We've got that for you. Also, get your fantasy football questions in. So stay with us. We've got it all here on today's Doug and Daddy show as we roll through the hour. Tim Beckman, Illinois head football coach, going to join us as well. And Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Major League Baseball playoffs and the NFL tonight here on ESPN. It'll start with a 3:30 pregame. Cardinals and Pirates get going just after 4. When that game's done, it'll be the Cleveland Browns and Buffalo Bills in Thursday night NFL action. Also tonight, it's the Braves and Dodgers playing in the National League Division Series. I just have the feeling that the winner of that series should be the favorite to win the World Series. That's my opinion, that the winner of that series, and I know I took the Dodgers at the beginning of the year, and I'll be rooting for them, and I am a Braves fan, not a Dodgers fan, but that's who I picked. The American League, I still think Detroit is the powerhouse there, even though Oakland could be okay, but Detroit should take care of Oakland, and I think Boston's going to take care of the Rays, and I think Detroit is going to end up beating Boston and go to the World Series. But on the National League side of things, I just don't see St. Louis and or Pittsburgh being better than either the Braves or the Dodgers. And by the way, what happened? I thought these rules, I can't even keep up on all these rules anymore. Why is St. Louis and Pittsburgh playing? I thought if you were in the same division, the wild card team didn't play the team from their division. And now we went to the double wild card. I don't care. Pittsburgh should be playing the Braves, who have a better record, and the Dodgers should be playing the Cardinals. That's the way we talk about all this stuff, getting in and seeding and who's better. Isn't that the way it should be, or am I wrong here? The Cardinals got the best record, right, by
right.
game?
Yeah, it's a new rule this year, and essentially they used to do that so that the Pittsburgh Pirates wouldn't play the Cardinals, but essentially let's say that Pittsburgh and St. Louis had the top two records. Like St. Louis had 96 wins, Pittsburgh had 95, and let's just say the Braves and Dodgers only had 90 wins. Well, the top two teams would be playing then, despite their records. So, that, I mean, that's the reasoning they gave for getting rid of it.
Doesn't make any sense. One of them's still a wild card.
Right.
One of them's still a wild card. And one of the reasons you might have that many wins is because your division's a little weak, Cubs, Brewers. I mean, why do you think these guys had so many wins? Look at the guys they played more than other people did. What do you think is going to happen, folks? Husker football and also with the Major League Baseball playoffs. Plus, we've got NFL football, as we said tonight. But those are the stories going on to the weekend. Plus, I don't know. I don't know what to think of this. UNK hasn't been in the MIAA long enough. But when I saw this yesterday, I went, what? On the surface and greater minds in the MIAA and UNK will have to answer this in the upcoming days when we talk to them. But the MIAA and Great Lakes Valley Conference have announced that two members of the MIAA, and these aren't good football teams. Let me look here. Where's my sheet? No, well, I got 700,000 sheets, so I probably won't find it. But Lincoln University and Southwest Baptist are going to be part of the Great Lakes Valley Conference in football, but nothing else. Why? Number one, the desire of these universities to obtain more flexibility with their non-conference schedule. Two, a scheduling model that would allow all conference schools to play one another in the MIAA, thus crowning a true league champion at year's end. Three, the interest in growing and stabilizing its football membership in the Great Lake Valley Conference. And four, a schedule for the Great Lakes that addresses challenges current membership is faced with non-conference scheduling. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any easier for UNK. It doesn't get any easier for UNK. Right now, Lincoln University is 0-3 in the conference, 1-3 overall, and Southwest Baptist University is 1-2 in the conference, 1-3 overall. So they're two weak sisters as well. Now UNK is not even going to have a chance to play those guys. Welcome, Pittsburgh State. What? Does the SEC, everybody play everybody? No. Would you kick out, God, who? Arkansas this year and Vanderbilt, Kentucky? Just telling you, folks, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better right now for UNK. They're going to continue to build, and I'm not talking from that standpoint because I think at some point, once everything gets settled down and the recruits get in and again, it's the time factor, it's the patience factor, and nobody has that anymore. But once that's all settled in, I think UNK will be somebody to be reckoned with in the MIAA. But boy, you do need a little help along the way. How do you think Bill Snyder got Kansas State to some bowl games? He scheduled wusses. He scheduled powder puffs, cream puffs, cotton candy, whatever you want to call it, something soft and yummy that you can enjoy and beat up on and eat and enjoy and tasty. That's how K-State did it. Well, UNK's not getting that opportunity. It starts next year. So get ready. UNK just played the toughest schedule that anybody has in Division II. As Coach Morris told us earlier this week, the only other one might be Georgia, the teams that they played to start the season. But the four teams UNK have played are all undefeated. Now you add Pittsburgh State next year. If they're going to play everybody, disaster. Disaster. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Hopefully not disaster for the Lopers this Saturday. Lindenwood rolls in the MIAA Television Network's Game of the Week, and now it will be available in Nebraska. MIAA, basically Kansas, Oklahoma, maybe Missouri, you see some of the games, but Fox is going to pick it up here locally. Charter Communications, that is Channel 4 if you have Charter Communications this Saturday at 2:30. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Tim Beckman, Illinois head football coach, also Luke Hoover, answering your fantasy football questions via RotoWire, so get those sent in. We'll have more after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, Golick, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Conagra Foods.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
The Pirates survive the wild card and advance to the division round. The Cardinals are regulars as they return for the third straight year.
And it's drilled deep left field. Russell Martin with his second home run of the game.
In game one, A.J. Burnett takes the mound for the Pirates, while the Cardinals start Adam Wainwright, the National League leader in wins, innings pitched, and complete games.
It's the Pirates and Cardinals. Coverage begins this afternoon at 3:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see a few isolated showers and storms around the region with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southeast. Tonight, more isolated showers or storms are possible. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thursday, 3rd of October, first Thursday of 2013. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up, Tim Beckman, Illinois head football coach, just moments away. In the meantime, we want to remind you that when you're sitting back and relaxing, watching your favorite TV program, reading your favorite book or newspaper, or just lounging there on the computer and surfing the internet, you want to do it in style, whether it's recliner, whether it's on your sofa, whether it's in your bed, doesn't matter where it's at, they'll have the very best for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. In Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, they're just right for you with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, and trusted brand names such as Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, Serta, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Lane, England, Chromecraft, and more. It's all there for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. For the last 36 years, they've been taking care of you, the customer. It doesn't matter what it is, what color you want, what size you want, what price you want, they can help you out. Stop by and see them today because they also provide free setup, free delivery, free haul away. It's all part of the Bruce Furniture experience. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We've got a few responses to our question about what will satisfy you the rest of the way for Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference schedule. James in Grand Island says, just be competitive in every game. Make tackles and look like a team that will fight till the end. Thanks, James. Also, of course, the President's Cup is underway, and just, I don't know, this is this the way it goes, but the first hole of the first match, the Americans lose. Man, doesn't that occur? President's Cup's underway. I always think the international team wants it a whole lot more than the Americans do. But we'll see. Especially Freddie Couples, third year, jovial, ha-ha, fun, whatever. I'm waiting for Ryder Cup and Tom Watson. That's what I'm waiting for. But it is Americans versus non-Americans, and so you root for Americans, right? Unless you're non-American.
Damon Day.
I suppose that's, yeah. Damon Day rooting for the international team. Nice. Nice one there. Nice jab at the coach, who I hope had a better inter-squad scrimmage after Monday. What a jab. Woo! Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, which team will win the National League pennant? Pretty close vote here. 40% took the Dodgers, 33% took the Cardinals, 20% took the Braves. Even had 7% of you said, go Pirates. Well, the Midtown Mark Cooler question is always there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. How about today's question? How will the Huskers fare on Saturday against Illinois? That spreads right around 9.5, 10. It's coming down. Will Nebraska win and cover? Win, but it'll be close? Or will Nebraska get upset? Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska, Illinois to get the Big Ten football season underway for both teams Saturday morning, bright and early at Memorial Stadium. And we have a Illinois head football coach, Tim Beckman, with us. Last time we chatted, of course, was at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Coach, I don't know, you were telling us about all the good things your kids were doing off the field and how smart they were getting all the community service. And then all of a sudden you go out and you're playing some pretty good football.
Well, I think they tie in together, and I asked our football team 11 months ago to buy into this and to do things right off the field, and they'll correlate on the field. And right now, our players are playing with passion, and they're enthusiastic about what we're doing. And you know, you can just feel that there's a different atmosphere around here, and it all attributes to those football players that said yes.
Tim, where are you? Last year, coming out at this point, getting ready to open conference play, 2-2. You open with Penn State, the juggernaut to start this year, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Penn State. Not going to be any easier, but can you give us a little sense of where you and the program is compared to heading into conference play last year?
Well, I think we've moved forward. There's no question. You know, having the off week, which I felt was good, especially with the youth on the football team, being able to rest them, and then having the opportunity to play a game and then get into the Big Ten kind of takes that off week, you know, little thing that they always have, how are they going to play after the off week, away from you. So I think that's helped this football team out. We realize we're playing, you know, out of the next four opponents, three of them have been in the championship game the last 2 years. We realize they have been the best of the best. So we know our challenge will be there, but I like the way and the attitude of this football team.
We're talking with Illinois head football coach Tim Beckman here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'm sure every interview, including those here in Nebraska, are going to bring up Bill Cubitt, your offensive coordinator, and all the things that you guys have been doing in the first four games. How has he changed the atmosphere, and how have you gotten so much better so quickly?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, as we all know as coaches, it's not about us. It's about the players and the players performing. What Coach Cubitt has done is he's brought in an opportunity for our players to be successful. And if your players are successful, you're going to be successful. And they love the system. They love what we're doing. And that's kind of the atmosphere that we have with our offense. So, you know, those are the reasons why it's not a special scheme or anything, but our players believe that our offense can be successful.
You've got some great weapons for Nate Shieldhouse. You've got your running back in Josh Ferguson leading the nation in receiving yards by a running back. You've got Ryan Langford right there helping out Josh Ferguson catching the ball and leading this team in receptions. How important is it that Nate has some weapons this time?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, it's the ultimate team game, and You've got to have 11 players out there all spinning together and doing what they need to do to be successful. So I think it's been huge that those names, Langford, Hall, Wilson, and Davis, and Ferguson, and you never use the offensive lineman's name much, but they're the ones that are really starting it. They have to be successful for us, and this isn't a one-man game. So, we're excited about the way that we're moving offensively.
Coach, what did the win and the way you won against Cincinnati do for your confidence and the kids' confidence?
Well, I think that's where it all started. There's no question about it. We win the Southern Illinois game at the end of the game. I know they're an FCS team, but we also understand that they're a good FCS team, a really good FCS team. So, that win at the end and then coming out against Cincinnati and responding early, I think gave us a good feeling. We go up to Soldier Field to play Washington. We left too many plays on the field. We didn't make those plays. You go out in an off week and you come back to Miami and you're making those plays again. So hopefully that's built something going here. You're only as good as your next game, so we'll have to see how we play in Lincoln.
Illinois head football coach Tim Beckman with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we're seeing some games, and you just mentioned playing at Soldier Field, and you've been at enough programs where there's been big-time games. Does that ever distract the kids at all, or is it just a football field?
No, I love it. I mean, it's an experience. That's what college football is all about. In my opinion, I've been around this game my whole life, and I really do believe that an opportunity for your football team to say that they went and played at Soldier Field, heck, I'd never coached at Soldier Field. That's a great opportunity for me and the coaching staff. So you have to take it as what this great game gives us. Now we have an opportunity. I had the players stand up. How many of you have been to Lincoln? Well, nobody's ever played there, of course. So, what a great opportunity and a great atmosphere, a lot like the things that you get here in the Big Ten. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about the Huskers. At the moment, they have Taylor Martinez injured. I think the feeling is he'll probably start in this football game. But if he doesn't, you're probably sitting there trying to prepare for a couple of different guys. Is that what you're doing, and how much of a pain is that?
Well, as being around the defensive side of the ball and being in these situations before, you always have to prepare for the starter. There's a reason he's a starter, and he's a darn good one. But we also know that the two, after seeing what they did against South Dakota State, I mean, they're very, very talented individuals. So I think what the offense has and what Coach Beck's done with the offense is been outstanding, and they've got proven players there with four offensive line starters back and a tight end back and wide receivers, and I mean they've got guys that have been running that offense, and so you better be prepared to play that starter, and then if he's not in, then they're going to be doing about the same or a lot of likeness because that offense has been successful.
A couple of minutes left here with Illinois head football coach Tim Beckman on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, as well as the team has played offensively and even on special teams with some guys leading the nation, returning, and your punter's doing a great job. You're kind of like Nebraska defensively. There's still some question marks there.
Very young. This will be the first Big Ten start. As I look down, the roster, we've really got five guys, and the other six will be the first Big Ten start. So, we're a young team. We've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores on that two deep, and a lot like Nebraska does. We need to get better each week. I think our players have. But now with Nebraska and what they can do offensively and what they've been doing, you better be playing your A game. So, I know our players will be ready and prepared to do that.
Coach, I know coming in last year in your first year, and you've told us the two times that we've had a chance to talk that depth was definitely a concern. I noticed that you had a late walk-on tryout, really when spring or fall practice was almost over and you're getting ready for your first game. How'd that go? Did you get anybody?
Yeah, we did get a few more. I mean, it's just you need numbers. We need guys that can come in and help. We end up bringing in a few. We always do that. I mean, that's not just something we did this year. It's something we always do. But as I've mentioned before, depth is the issue. You know, we have 80 freshmen and sophomores on our team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we understand that this is a movement in process. Just the depth is a big concern, and we're playing a lot of freshmen. That's just the way it is, and there's, you know, this isn't the NFL where you can go out and get a couple free agents. you're gonna play with the guys that you got here, and I'm proud of the way they're playing.
Coach Beckman, for those of us that aren't familiar, we know that numbers are sparse in Nebraska, and we know there's a couple of states in the Big Ten that produce a lot of great football players. What's the state of high school football like in Illinois?
I love it. I mean, I think it's something that, you know, that is a goal of ours. As a program, is to establish a stronghold in the state. There's great high school football. You got the third largest city in the country right above us, about 2 hours away. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that you see a lot of national championship football teams. They win those national championships with in-state football players. Blessed enough to compete in a national championship game. We didn't win it, but we played with a lot of our in-state players. So, That's our intentions, is to recruit this state as well as we can and to make it our state.
And, Coach, I know you can give me a coach speak answer because you want to win every game, but how important is it to quickly shake this Big Ten losing streak?
You know, I that's the past. I mean, that's what we've been talking about. Last year was nothing what we wanted, and I'm sure the year before that, the guys that were here, it was nothing that they wanted either. But we know that we're moving this thing forward. We know that our first 2013 Big Ten conference game is Nebraska, and we would like to be, you know, undefeated. We'd like to be 8-0 in the Big Ten in 2013. So right now that's what we're worried about, and we're worried about October 5th and going to Lincoln at 11 o'clock.
Tim Beckman, head football coach in Illinois. I'll let you out of here with this one, Coach. Nate Shielhouse would apparently be having more fun than what he had to go through last year. And, of course, he got married. Does that work together?
Exactly. That's what I tell him every day when we see each other. I say, your wife has done a great job with you. So I'm happy for him because she's a special girl. And, you know, I'm just happy for Nathan and the way he's playing and his life, the way he leads it.
Coach, Nebraska has to play at 11 o'clock again next week, and the Big Ten loves these 11 o'clock games. Does Coach Tim Beckman, do coaches love 11 o'clock games? Players have told us that way you just get up and go. Is that what you guys like?
And, you know, in and out. I was in a conference where we played more evening games.
Yeah.
You know, in the Mid-American because of television. The Big 12 was more of an afternoon-type atmosphere. So this is a little bit different, but you know, me personally, you know, playing the game and then being able to spend some quality time with your family, and I'm sure the players spending quality time with their family, I think that is important.
Coach, we'll let you get back to preparation. Thanks for taking some time out for the radio and the media, and we'll see you guys on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
You bet, Coach. Coach Tim Beckman joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as Illinois rolls in for Saturday's game. Pre-game again is at 6 a.m., and that'll be the next 2 weeks on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. 6 a.m. on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Yikes. Love those early morning games, but looking forward to it. Let's see what we've got. Let's see if there's been any improvement. Let's see what's going on. Nebraska, this is a weird time of the year, and we talked about it well after that UCLA game. We talked about it before the UCLA game in case Nebraska lost, which they did. You ran into South Dakota State, bye week, Illinois, Minnesota, or Purdue, bye week, Minnesota, and then the juggernaut at the end of the year. Will Nebraska look better on Saturday? I think a lot of us are waiting to see if that'll be the case. We'll take a break. Back with more. Don't forget, get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. He's coming up here in a little less than 10 minutes.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
at Advance Auto Parts, saving big and winning big are your Advance advantage. Right now, 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a filter are just $21.99. You can put that oil in your Ford Mustang GT. Don't have one? Well, you could when you enter to win a Mustang GT from Castrol, valued at $40,000. Plus, save on Castrol oil only at
Advance.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for details. Visit CastrolAdvancedSweeps.com for more info.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see a few isolated showers and storms around the region, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southeast. Tonight, more isolated showers or storms are possible. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up momentarily, Luke Hoover will join us from RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, they're there for you on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and they are updating their website. So if you do get bounced around a little bit, they want to let you know that they're making it better than ever for you at thinkmidway.com. But of course, you can always check them out. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where Midway, it's a better way. Right now, you can get up to $4,200 off of a Chrysler 200, and there are also some very popular models on the lot, like the 2014 Impala and the Buick Encore. Very, very popular, very, very good automobiles. And if you want to get a chance to check out some of the top name brands and the top models, this is your chance to do it. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it is a better way. Well, let's take a look at a couple of other sports stories and remind you that we've got some high school volleyball going on tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wraps up their invitational. Adams Central is at home against Centura, one of the most improved teams in the conference, two of the most improved teams in the conference battling there. And on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight from Ord, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangular with Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull, the teams that will be traveling into Chanticleer Land. First serve at 5 o'clock for the Chance and Donovan Trumbull, and then Kearney Catholic will have the 6 and 7 o'clock games tonight. Another good duel should be Bertrand at Axtell. Then you've got some tries going on at Alma, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Elwood, Loomis, Twin Loop, all having those. Broken Bow's got a duel over at Holdridge. So if you're looking for some volleyball action tonight, those are the places to be in high school volleyball. Also, you know, don't talk a lot of in detail about soccer on this show, but sounds like there was a heck of a battle last night at Lloyd Wilson Field, with Midland upsetting the Hastings College men 2-0. For the soccer fans out there, there was a total of 52 fouls, 11 cards, 10 yellow, 1 red, which means bye-bye, And that was quite the battle. And, of course, I was talking to one of our resident soccer experts who went over to the game last night, says that Midland is full of foreign players, and they are chief rivals, Midland and Hastings. The women, Hastings, did win by a score of 5-2. The teams will welcome in Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. And I do have to chuckle because yesterday, among the many folks that we saw after the show yesterday, I had a gentleman come up to me, and I can't remember exactly how he phrased it. Was, "Wow, we're number one, huh? You know, I thought you were going to be breaking some huge news, and then you said Nebraska bowling was number one. So you know, that's, there you go. Just like to keep that out there for you fans. Nebraska bowling is number one in the country, and we can't wait for that. Luke Hoover just moments away here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Go ahead and email us. Go ahead and Facebook us. Go ahead and tweet us your questions, and we will get them out to Luke. Our fantasy football report brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters, with numerous high-definition televisions, two giant HD projection TVs for your favorite game, including the Huskers. Of course, they've got free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, the NFL Red Zone and NFL Sunday tickets, and of course, during every Husker game, don't miss the all-you-can-eat tailgate buffet. It's different every week, so join the Fanatics at Fanatics for every NFL and major college football game this season. And don't forget to sign up for our Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. You go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Fantasy Football Challenge banner, and it's free. That's the best part. There's a floating salary cap. You can set your team each week, and each week the winner gets a $25 gift card to Fanatics. Second place gets a free large pizza, and the winners are entered into a drawing for a $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends at the end of the season. So don't forget every week to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Luke Hoover of RotoWire joins us every Thursday at this time. We've got questions ready to go. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, guys. Ready to go.
Are all your fantasy teams winning? I've won a couple here. I started 0-2, and I'm 2-2, and I have no idea how. But how are your teams doing?
Really just one of my teams is struggling a lot right now. But it's one of those keeper leagues where I thought I was pretty stacked. But with C.J. Spiller and Ray Rice off the slow starts, those guys aren't doing what I expected.
Hey, should I have ran right over to my computer and picked up Austin Collie this morning?
Probably not, unless it's in a really deep league. It's, you know, they've just brought him in, and it's really hard to say when or if he'll get involved at all. You know, they still have the two rookie receivers, Julian Edelman. You expect Danny Amendola to return at some point, you know, as well as Gronkowski. So there are only so many balls to go around there in New England.
Was Zach Sudfeld the biggest bust of the draft this year? I know he wasn't an early season pick, but, boy, everybody was high on him. He hadn't even caught a ball, has he?
Actually, I'd have to double-check that. I'm not sure if he has caught a pass yet in the regular season. He looked, you know, awfully good in some preseason action, you know, big, athletic kid, and seemed to develop some quick chemistry with Brady, but, you know, got slowed by an early injury and just hasn't really been involved. He probably didn't get too highly in drafts, though, so I wouldn't completely call him a bust. He was likely drafted as a backup tight end.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a bunch of questions rolling in here, but a couple more from my side here, just observations, Luke. Staying with New England, what's their running back situation? Who do you play if you are a fantasy football owner of maybe three or four of these guys?
Yeah, right now it's really difficult to trust that running back situation because, you know, after week one, it certainly looked like Shane Vereen might take control of it. But with him hurt, it's kind of been a rotation. Brandon Bolden's, you know, had a nice game in there a couple weeks ago, had 100 total yards. But Garrett Blunt is just coming off a nice game, and so far he has their only touchdown run. It looks like Stephen Ridley's got to remain on the bench, for the time being. He's actually missed a couple practices this week. It doesn't sound serious. I think it's like a thigh injury, so he'll probably play. But there's three of them there. You know, not one of them is unfortunately getting the bulk of the workload. And if I would play anyone, I suppose I'd take a chance on Blunt. But even then, it's real risky.
So Ridley, Sproles, Fred Jackson, you go Sproles there?
I would definitely go Sproles. I like what Fred Jackson's done, but he's got an awful matchup. You know, he just came off a sprained MCL. It sounds like he'll play. He's going to tough it out. But the Browns are, you know, giving up the fewest yards per carry of any team in the league right now.
What about the Kansas City Chiefs and the tight end situation? This McGrath fellow comes in with his beard and all that, and everybody likes him last week. Fasano is injured. They've got a couple injured guys there. And Alex Smith seems to like to throw to the tight end. So what's the situation?
You know, Alex Smith really does like the tight end. He's going back to, you know, his days with Vernon Davis in SF. He's got a good relationship with his tight ends. And McGrath looks, to me, looks like kind of a natural pass catcher. Runs, you know, solid routes. Has seems to have a feel for coverages. And he caught all five of his targets this last week. Over 60 yards, he got in the end zone. And right now they're so banged up, you know, at tight end with Anthony Fasano and the rookie Travis Kelce hurt, that McGrath is going to get some opportunities. And he's a decent number two tight end in bordering on number one in deeper leagues right now.
All right, let's get to your questions, folks. Again, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. We even got some Facebook here at ESPN Superstation. Let's start there. Scott asks, Brian Hoyer or Andy Dalton?
That one is really tough because Dalton struggled in recent weeks and Hoyer's been terrific. But you know Dalton's going to have to throw it versus New England, whereas I think that Cleveland D is really going to limit Buffalo. I'd give a slight edge to Dalton, but ever so small.
Need two of the three, C.J. Spiller, D'Angelo Williams, Bilal Powell.
I can't believe it. You know, I'm going to have to say it, but I would bench Spiller of that group. It's a terrible matchup, as you know, I've already stated, and he's I haven't yet seen whether he's going to be active, but probably a game-time decision with the ankle injury. And both Powell and D-Will have been playing well and have better matchups.
Thanks to Scott for a couple of those. Let's go to Jamie from Eustace. With Phillip Rivers having a rebirth, which wide receiver of his should I pick up going forward?
Well, if they're all available, I do really much like the upside of Keenan Allen. He looked really good this last weekend. 80 yards receiving, caught almost all of his targets. And he's just a big-bodied, you know, he's possession-type receiver. Probably not going to be a major downfield threat, but Rivers doesn't really have one of those this year in that offense. He's going to see a fair amount of targets, though.
This comes from Ryan, who says, I need a backup running back, either Fred Jackson or Willis McGahee.
I would give McGahee a slight edge. I think this could be a nice game for him. Buffalo, prior to last week, when the Ravens just decided to not run the ball at all, you know, was giving up a ton of yards against the run. And McGahee is looks like probably the feature guy there after getting 15 carries last week.
This comes from Mark, who says, I'm pretty good at other positions this week, but I have a question about my kicker. Should I go with Sturgis or Zerline?
Well, you know what? The Rams get Jacksonville. They haven't been putting points up on the board the last couple weeks, but I believe that changes. You know, Zerline still has a huge leg, and I think St. Louis is going to move the ball up and down the field and get some scoring opportunities.
This comes from Tori at Riverdale. Trent Richardson or Fred Jackson?
Oh, that one's pretty easy. Definitely Richardson. Matchup's not good. He's playing the Seahawks. Neither of them are obviously good matchups, but he is healthier, and he's going to get, you know, opportunities inside the 5 and the 10-yard line, so I could see him getting a short yardage touchdown.
Quarterback, Michael Vick or Andrew Luck?
Oh, that one's actually pretty close. You know, Luck hasn't played up to his potential so far this year, and the matchup's really uninviting against Seattle's secondary. So I would give the edge to Vic. The Giants' defense has been terrible.
Wow. That is crazy stuff. All right. All right. Let's go on down to Andy here. Andy and Carney says, a better flex option in a non-PPR league, Roddy White, Eddie Royal, T.Y. Hilton.
That one's tricky because Royal sort of vanished after two huge weeks.
Well, I picked him up. Of course he did.
A particularly tough matchup, but Roddy White's still dealing with the ankle. I would give, because of the health factor of Roddy White, I'd give a slight edge to T.Y. Hilton. You know, they're going to have to throw the ball a good amount against Seattle because of that, you know, strong defense. And Hilton should be involved. That one's close, though.
Let's go to the next one here. Better tight end this week in a PPR league, Martellus Bennett or Brandon Weyers?
Definitely Bennett. He caught eight balls for 90 yards last week. He's just playing significantly better than Myers, and you can't really trust that Giants offense right now.
Better flex option in a PPR league. Arian Foster is starting, and Aaron Rodgers is his quarterback. So who does he play, Ben Tate, James Jones, or Sanu of Cincinnati?
You said that is PPR?
That is PPR.
That's definitely James Jones. Rodgers does spread the ball around, but Jones is one of his favorites in the red zone, and, he's an option to catch 8 to 10 balls just about any week, any of those Packers receivers.
Well, this is another one, and you kind of touched on it a little bit here. Dustin says, is Roddy White finally healthy enough for me to put back in the starting lineup? If yes, do I move Shorts or Bolden to the bench?
Well, we saw that Roddy, was a little more involved this last week, and he had that target on fourth down in the end zone. So clearly Matt Ryan's going to go to him and still trust him, but I don't quite trust the health. It doesn't seem like he's 100%, and so the production's been limited. I would stick with the other guys there at receiver. Those are still pretty good options.
Well, I think we've got a couple more rolling in here, but while we do that, let's go to our favorite or my favorite little segment. Who's the guy that you got to set that you normally wouldn't, and who's this week's stud?
Well, a guy you normally wouldn't sit, and we mentioned him, so I have to come back to him, is C.J. Spiller. But another guy that I will give you another one, DeMarco Murray against Denver. Denver has been great against the run. They even limited LeSean McCoy last week. If they get up big, Dallas is going to have to throw the ball. I know Murray could get involved there, but I think he's limited this week. And, as far as a guy that you definitely want to play, I feel really comfortable rolling out Eddie Lacy coming back from the concussion. He had that extra week with Green Bay being on bye in week four to, get healthy and rest that up. Detroit's given up 5.2 yards per carry, and Eddie Lacy, I think, is going to get the bulk of the workload there and have a big game.
Who's the best pickup this week? I mean, you kind of get this deep in, and you've seen the guys that went off that first week or two. There's not a hole left. Well, I can't talk. There's not a whole lot left out there, Luke. Is there somebody you should go get?
Well, I would, if you're in a league with some good bench room, I would take a chance on some of these backup Rams running backs. I know they've been one of the worst teams in the league, running the ball, particularly the last couple weeks. But I like what they have there offensively in the passing game. I think they can develop some balance. I believe Daryl Richardson is more limited than we realize with his foot strain. And one of those younger backs could emerge, guys like Isaiah Pede. There's some discussion about possibly Zach Stacy starting, who was a guy I really liked in the preseason. And when they drafted him coming out of Vanderbilt, kid led the SEC in rushing, I believe, as a senior there at Vanderbilt. So one of those guys is a nice flyer option if you have a room on the bench to stash him.
Let's go to a touchdown-only league. Danny Woodhead, D'Angelo Williams, Chris Johnson, Bilal Powell. Who would you play?
It's a tough one. The matchup is probably strongest for Danny Woodhead. He's the only one who's gotten in the end zone more than once. So I'd go with Danny Woodhead, I believe. I think they like what they've got him as a pass catcher, and they're going to use him again.
He's just a solid football player. That's all there is to it. And you did the Hoyer-Dalton question. Let me see. Have we wrapped things up for Luke Hoover this week? I can't believe it. We did well last week. I can't believe that's it. You got any other advice out there, Luke, before we let you go?
I'll give the one piece of advice to say just about every year, and sometimes I have to relearn it. I did that after last week when I really thought Ryan Broyles was going to have a nice game, that he was going to step in for Burleson and get a lot of targets, and then he didn't have a single catch. And I made a rash last-minute decision and benched, Larry Fitzgerald, of all people, going against Darrell Revis for Ryan Broyles. So just stick with your best players. Play your stars. Play your best guys, with the exception, as I mentioned, of C.J. Spiller this week.
Give me some tight end. Give me somebody outside the top 20 that would be worth taking a flyer on this week or for the rest of the season, or that's maybe moving into a lineup.
At the tight end position, not a lot of guys outside of that top 20, but a name, and he's actually probably currently in the top 20. He's got a couple touchdowns. A name I've got my eye on is Charles Clay. I know he's not really owned everywhere. He's unowned in a couple leagues that I'm in, where I'm actually okay at tight end. But he's kind of more of an H-back for Miami, and he's replaced Dustin Keller. So he's become sort of a security blanket for Tannehill, and I think he'll stay that way the whole year and could see the end zone a little more often.
All right, Luke, sounds great. Let's roll with that for this week, and we will do it again next Thursday. Thanks for the knowledge.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Luke Hoover on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And for the very latest fantasy football news, you can go to RotoWire and RotoWire.com. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Okay, kickoff is in about 15 minutes. Who's ready for a medium rare burger?
Right here.
Here you go.
Oh, this really is a fantastic barbecue.
Yeah, a little more people than we were expecting, though.
Okay, baby, we are officially out of burgers.
What? But we still have... Is that a police helicopter?
There is quite a traffic jam in the cul-de-sac.
Attention, can we have two of those brats with habanero and chicken apple sausage? Ready, please?
Everyone's a fan when you grill for game day with Kingsford Charcoal.
Hey, Mike Golick here, reminding you, if it's game day and you're not manning a grill of sizzling meat, spatula in one hand, a cold drink in the other, you're doing it all wrong. Visit grilling.com/ESPN in Kingsford. We'll show you game day done right. You could even be named Kingsford's Tailgater of the Year, get four tickets to any game during championship week, and win a life-size statue of yourself. That's Kingsford Charcoal, keeper of the hashtag tailgate rules and the official smell of football.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
The breeze whips into a storm this weekend. Jarrett Shaffrin has the call.
The Storm got a hot start to their season when they defeated Lincoln 2-1 in a shootout last week. This week, the Storm will see the return of Austin Pogansky and Nolan Glukowski, a couple big players missing from last week's win, and they'll try to use those guys to their advantage as they take on Sioux City on Friday night at the Viero Event Center and the Des Moines Buccaneers on Saturday in Des Moines.
On the breeze, 94.5 FM.
With considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine today, we'll also see a few isolated showers and storms around the region, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southeast. Tonight, more isolated showers or storms are possible. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rolling out this Thursday program. Tomorrow, we got a little Husker football talk, a little recruiting talk as well. Plus, we'll get into the high school football weekend. Pigskin Pick'em, where you've got a chance to win $20 in Cunningham's cash. You've got a chance to win a large combo meal to Big Daly's Deli. Get in for the Nebraska-Iowa football tickets. So give us a crack. It's been pretty tough. We've been beaten twice this year, but both edged by the tiebreaker. And last week, it was another tie, and we won by the tiebreaker by one whole point. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow and over the weekend for Pigskin Pick'em. Texas and Iowa State battling tonight at Iowa State. God, you know who we got to be rooting for on that one, right? Anger, hatred runs deep, doesn't it, folks? Hey, the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to its annual youth mentor hunt held at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Grounds northeast of Kearney on October the 19th. Each of the youth will receive a hat and Upland game vest, and also will participate in activities such as blue rock shooting, dog handling, first aid, firearm safety, firearm cleaning, and bird cleaning. Firearms and shells will be provided. If you prefer to use your own firearm, they just ask that it's not a hammer type. And again, the hunt will be held on Saturday, October the 19th. That's the one good thing about Nebraska Nebraska bye weeks, a lot of stuff gets planned on that day. Weddings and golf tournaments and fundraisers and youth hunts, and it's great, but it is on Saturday, October the 19th. Registration at 7:30. Breakfast and lunch are provided, and the hunt should end by 2 p.m. Each participant is also invited to the banquet to be held that same evening as the hunt at 6 p.m. at the Eunice Center. Participants present at the banquet will be entered in a drawing for a Nebraska lifetime hunting permit and a youth shotgun. Folks, the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever, and we've had Dave Connor, the youth chair, in here. We've had Chuck Dummer over the years. We've had a variety of folks. They are so awesome, and this is one of their greatest events. Everything they do is just professional and done the right way, and everybody comes away feeling really good about the youth matter hunt. And folks, if you get a chance, this is the time to get registered. You can do that and pick up your form at Old West Guns in Kearney. Pre-registration forms must be filled out and returned prior to the hunt, and all youth hunters must have a hunter safety card. If you have any questions, you can contact the youth chair, Dave Connor, 440-1392, 440-1392, Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever, and their youth manor hunt on October the 19th. Well, that brings us to the end of the Doug and Daddy Show for this Thursday. We want to thank Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com for joining us as he does every Thursday to answer all of your fantasy football questions. And you can check out all their info at rotowire.com as well. Also to the head football coach at Illinois, Tim Beckman, for taking time out of his day to discuss their 3-1 start and the matchup with Nebraska on Saturday morning at 11 on ESPNU and the Breeze 94.5 FM. Again, told you tomorrow, we'll talk a little Husker football, preview what's going on with UNK and Hastings. Our pigskin pick'em, Jim Langan, will be in as the co-host as well. Until then, enjoy the Major League Baseball playoffs. 3:30 coverage today, 4:07 first pitch between the Cardinals and the Pirates. We'll also have the Browns and Bills NFL football tonight. President's Cup's going on today, so enjoy your favorite sporting events, and we'll talk about them again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.